Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good morning. Thank you for joining us. You've joined us on the Maximum Radio Network, and this program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. We thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. You're so faithful. You're so kind. We will enjoy the power of agreement. Tell you what's on my mind today. I just have this sense that this is a day of breakthrough for someone. Special day of breakthrough. It's Friday, November the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2013. It's already Friday. We came through a wonderful day on yesterday. We trust that you were blessed on Thanksgiving Day, which was yesterday. Had good communion, good fellowship, spending valuable time with family and friends, loved ones, acquaintances. We trust that you allowed the Lord and the peace of God to reign on yesterday. And of course, there was the extra trimmings, so to speak, of having a good food around, and there was plenty of that for us, and it was more than enough, actually. But today is a new day, new mercies, and so on. Thank you for joining us, and we trust that you're looking forward and not backwards. Now, today we're looking at the fact that God is our battle cry. He says, I am your battle cry. And in the book of Joshua in chapter 6 and verse 20, it says, let's listen to it. It says, so the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpet. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. That's Joshua chapter 20, I'm sorry, chapter 6, verse 20. So there was this victory experience that the people of God walked into, and they were at the city of Jericho. And for those of you who know the story, you recall that they were instructed to encircle Jericho every day. And then on the final day, there was a shout at the sound of the trumpet, and the walls fell flat. They had the victory. There's victory on this day for someone who will just do two things. They will shout, and it will be a great shout. And then they will face exactly what the obstacles are, what the challenges are, what the walls are, so to speak. And in God's way of doing things, we are always, his promises are always conditional. They're things that we're to do. Let's take a look at a few of his promises. He says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's coming from Psalm chapter 27 and verse 14. So God promises to strengthen your heart as you learn to wait upon him through prayer and meditation and worship. Then elsewhere in the Psalms, in verse 34 and chapter 9 and verse 34, it says, O fear the Lord, let his saints, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So we're talking about reverence, we're talking about respect and honor to the Lord, and he will supply all our needs. So someone is having regrets about the past, and we're being instructed that we're to focus forward. We're to focus forward so that the past becomes or all of his events become stepping stones to a happy and peaceful future. So the only things we want to carry forward is what we learned from the past. So once again, thank you for joining us, and we're going forward to victory. Whatever victory looks like and means for you, know that the Lord has it that you would not dwell on the past, you would go forward. So today is the day of breakthrough. If you're going to break through, it has to be targeted. Your actions have to be targeted. So the people waited for the sound of the trumpet as was instructed of them. And I believe something is being sounded today for you to go forward. Go forward. And then speak to that thing with a shout. Try not to wake up the whole house. But the walls must come down to reveal all that was held within those walls, and you're to continue to go straight and take that space, take that atmosphere, that sense of, or that set of circumstances. Just take, let God do what he has to do. So he's our battle cry. This is the point that's being made here. Today is a brand new day, and today is a day of victory. So participate in your victory. That's the point. You have to participate in it. You have to agree with God. So let us go to prayer, and let us deal with whatever regrets that we are having. Because the psalmist in chapter 30 in verse 11 says, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. When people are in mourning, in biblical times, they would have on sackcloth and they would sit in ashes and they would just be totally miserable. But the psalmist David is saying, he has turned for me my mourning into dancing. And in exchange for my sackcloth, in other words, my regretfulness and my pity party, if you will, he's girded me with gladness. Let's take on gladness. Let's go to him in prayer. Please join me as we put on new garments, garments of praise for the victory. That's what the shout is made of. It's glorifying God. Father, help us to remember that we should not be focusing on the regrets of our past that stem from the mistakes that we've made. Instead, we want to realize that you truly have turned our mourning into dancing, and you have girded us with gladness. So we thank you, Father. And your gladness is preceded by the fact that you've forgiven us from all unrighteousness, and you're cleansing us as well. So we thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for cleansing from all our unrighteousness. Because today we confess our sins to you, including our mistakes and regrets. We're confessing both the sins of omission and our sins of commission. And we thank you for your promise to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we receive your healing and your cleansing and your forgiveness today. We receive all of that. And this one thing we do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He is our battle cry. From this point forward, we will no longer focus on our regrets nor be anxious about them. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we will let our requests be made known unto you. And we know that your peace, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds through Jesus Christ. So instead of concentrating on our regrets, we will think on things and ideas that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, because of your great mercies to us. Father, we now present our bodies a living sacrifice to you, holy and acceptable to you, for this is our reasonable service to you. We will not be conformed to this world, but will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what your good, acceptable, and perfect will is for our lives. So, Father, we bless you with all that is within us. We will not forget all your benefits to us. You have forgiven all our iniquities and healed all our diseases. You have redeemed our lives from destruction and crowned us with your loving kindness and tender mercies. You have satisfied us with good things, and you have renewed our youth like the eagles. So thank you, Lord, because as far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us. We seek you and your strength. Lord, we seek your face today, and we'll seek your face forevermore. We remember your marvelous works and your wonders and judgments. Thank you for remembering your covenant with us. You have taken our regrets from us, Father, and we will thank you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, yes, amen. We want to speak affirmatively. We want to make personal affirmations, and we can put it this way. We could say, all my regrets have been covered by the blood of Jesus, and they are buried in the depths of the deepest sea. So let's reflect on the fact that we are now free from the guilt of the past and free from the fear of the future. Yeah, the battle is for our minds, and so we bring to bear the Word of God that causes our minds to line up with His will, to be in perfect alignment with His will, so that the enemy has no foothold. So Jesus is our battle cry. We sound His word. We represent His heart. And all of the circumstances fall flat as we continue to affirm what thus saith the Lord. Well, someone just received an awesome breakthrough. As you affirm and claim that prayer for your personal situation, as you reflect on the fact that your past, you're free from the guilt of the past and free from the fear of the future. Well, your lines are open. Welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Friday in November. And once again, we trust that you had a wonderful day on yesterday with relaxing with family. I know we did, and I totally enjoyed it. It was very relaxing and pleasant. It was great. It was truly something that personally I needed, you know, just to chill for a little bit, and that was true. Now, do you have a praise report? If you have one, please come forth with it. Allow our hearts to be buoyed by the praise report of what God has done or is doing in your life. And also, if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to voice that. There is the power of agreement here. We have created a space at this time of the day that really, really is empowering for prayer. So I would love for you to share whatever your prayer request may be, or your praise report. Your line is open. Welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a note of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord, the Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Bless your name today. Bless your name. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We give you thanks for the liberty that you've made available for us, that we are not stuck, that we can go straight forward like the people in the day of Jericho, your people. We can go straight, and we can take what has been liberated. We can take the city in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise His name. Praise His name. We claim the victory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we claim the victory. We take it. We've made it available for us, and we're taking it. Thank you for the victory.
All that you asked.
Yes, thank you for the victory. Hallelujah.
That you will be in the future.
Yes. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah.
And joy and
glory to God.
In the name
yes.
of
We lift your name, your name. You're great, you're God. You're the only wise God. And we thank you. We bless your name today. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
To walk in agreement. To walk in the power of prevailing here.
That is holiness that has a broad understanding, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Turn our path to go.
Hallelujah.
Surrender all our expectations to you.
And
give all in Christ. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise
the
name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, today we pray for those broken families, those families that are shattered. The peace of God is not there. The unity in Christ is not there. But now, Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that you would bring healing to family relationships right now.
Yes,
beginning with our own families, Lord, and those that are listening. We bring the families back together. The natural relationships will be healed. Then the spiritual relationships will be healed as well. Life would be imparted. Divine, supernatural life. In the name of Jesus. Life that only can come from you. We intercede and we stand in the gap for life. Divine supernatural life to flow. Bringing healing, bridging the gaps.
Yes.
Closing the distances that are there in families right now. Bringing closeness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus, and we command the enemy to take up his weapons.
Yes.
Take up all of his weapons and flee. Flee seven ways in the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ.
Father, we welcome the peace that only can come through your Son, Jesus Christ. Peace that floods and illuminates and heals in the name of Jesus. Healing the breaches in the family so that the family is able to stand against all of the strategies of the adversaries so that there is life. There is strength. There is wholeness. There is wellness in the families. So we thank you, dear Father, for raising up the family. The family is special to you. And we therefore stand in agreement on behalf of each family. Each family right now on this day called Friday. That it's a day of victory. It's a day of breakthrough. Contacts will be made on this day that have not existed for a long time because of the gaps and the breaches caused by the enemy, by strategic design to separate so that there's not unity and togetherness, the force of one mind standing in agreement with God. So we thank you right now for restoring, renewing, and recreating that which was dead in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, right now. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Someone must grab a hold of that. This day. And go straight forward. Go straight forward. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We're made to connect and be connected. However, the adversary, he wants to divide and conquer. However, God unites for victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I feel some relationships are being healed right now on this day. This day is a day of breakthrough. It's a breakthrough day. This Friday, today. It's a day of breakthrough. And we must seek breakthrough in every area that we know that there has been, it was just a guarded area by the enemy to maintain division, strife, and broken relationships. So today, we have vanquished that enemy. We've commanded that enemy to leave, and that enemy has left. We now have invited the Spirit of God into all of those situations, bringing newness of life, bringing life and that more abundantly. That's life right now. It's called, the word is Zoe in the original Greek. It means life here and now. It doesn't mean life in the hereafter. Although that's there. However, what are we going to do now? We don't wait in defeat. We don't walk in defeat. We walk in victory. And we wait as the Lord renews our strength, causes us to run and not be weary, causes us to mount up with wings like eagles. Hallelujah. That's huge. Praise the name of the Lord. There are people today that you may know or may not know that are homeless. And it's a scary thought when you think of the crisp cold of the weather and someone does not have a permanent home and shelter. You pray right now. That could be someone in your family. It could be someone that you know, someone that you know in the community that is homeless. And Christ is the place that we begin to find shelter and life. So let us stand in the gap for those that are homeless even now. There go you and I, but for the grace of God. But for the grace of God. That's the difference. We're not just better. We are knowing someone who is above all of that, and his name is Jesus Christ. Let us take shelter. Let us go to him right now. Father, we thank you that we can come on behalf of those that for whatever reason are unable to lift a prayer to your throne. Well, you've raised us up on this particular day to lift a prayer. And we thank you. You've given us the strength and the will and the mindset to do it. So now on behalf of those men, those women, those young people that are outside of shelter right now, they're not able to get the shelter they need. Or their shelter is just for a few hours because they're homeless. Now, Father, it said in the scripture, the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. So he was homeless for us. So for those that are homeless without a permanent, comfortable place to stay, on their behalf, we intercede right now. We bring our hearts and minds together for shelter.
Yes.
Home, a home for these people, for the men, for the women, and for the children. even now, the young people, in the name of Jesus, that this day shelter is made manifest for them. A place that they can call home is made manifest for them. And Father, if they're not in their right minds, they're so oppressed and depressed, full of fear, we stand against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. On behalf of those men and those women, Lord, and those young people, that they will come to their senses because of the liberty that's available now that you're having us stir the atmosphere, that liberty, soundness of mind would come, and they would be able to make the decisions. They'll be able to walk in the right direction towards shelter that would leave them in a place where they can recover, where they can be made whole and be healed. They'll go from being damaged and broken to being healthy and whole in Christ. We thank you right now for what you've done for us, what you're doing for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord that he is able. So somebody is having on this day the breakthrough that they need. They're receiving the victory that God is wanting us to stand in the gap for. And we have. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, it's getting towards that time, and we want to go out, if we may, with a final prayer request from you, or a praise report, one or the other. But we are believing God again that he is our battle cry. That's the focus today. He is our battle cry, and we saw that historically. We were reminded of the people of God as they circled what was their Jericho and the walls came down. Let's encircle our Jericho. Let's shout what God has already said, and let's go straight up in victory. Take the city. Take what has been held back from you. Take it today. Take it. It requires boldness. It requires focus. Take it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for health and for strength. We stand in the gap for all those that are not in perfect health today because of illness, because of disease. We stand against every disease that's afflicting your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is our peace. He's our wholeness. He's our healer. He's our provider. So we thank you right now, Father, for what you've already done. In the name of Jesus, how you've touched and there's healing in your wings. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And we bless all those that have joined us on this day and are praying with us. Hallelujah. May God bless you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, go straight up. Hallelujah. Praise
glory and honor be to your name, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessing. Thank you, Lord.
And thanksgiving. And honor. And power. And might be be unto
that's
our God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will bless each and
every
one.
Bless you.
God bless.
All of
you. Bless and holiday.